as we continue here on From the Press Box to Press Row. And, you know, we've had quite a few legends as guests over the years here on From the Press Box to Press Row. And we have a gentleman, as a matter of fact, who by the NFL and NFL Network's estimation was voted the all-time greatest football player in NFL history, played 20 seasons in the NFL, won three Super Bowls, went to the Pro Bowl 13 times, as we're joined by the one and only Jerry Rice. Jerry, welcome to From the Press Box to Press Row.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and we appreciate the time, Jerry. Thank you very much. Let me start here, because I guess in the last month or so, a whole lot has been, you know, made about you and Randy Moss and so on and so forth. And you know, it's kind of,
you're not going to hit me with that one. You're not going to come at me with that one.
Yeah,
right?
But you know what, Jerry? It's crazy. It's crazy. And I don't want to touch on it from that aspect. What I want to know is where, and you're an analyst, and you not only did you play the game, you're an analyst. Where do you rank Randy Moss amongst the all-time receivers?
Oh my God. I would say Randy is probably in the top 10 because what he did for the game of football. The guy was fast. He could run by you. He could outjump you, and probably the most talented receiver to ever come out. But the thing that separates us is that I never took a playoff, and I had to work hard just to develop my ability on the football field. And Randy was pretty much probably a natural, and I give him credit for what he did out on the football field and what he's doing now. And, you know, he's still playing the game at a high level. And I don't know if he's going to be playing anywhere next year, but, you know, he really changed the game, because all of a sudden you had a receiver that was 6'4", that ran a 4.2, 4.3, and that can outjump you. And I would say a guy that's very similar to him would be Calvin Johnson, that's playing for the Detroit Lions.
Sure. And let me be clear, Jerry. I didn't mean to insult you. I just wanted to get your thought, because to me, it's not even.
I always laugh at that. You know, I laugh at it. I don't take it seriously. And, you know, when this happened in New Orleans, you know, did it catch me off guard a little bit? Yeah. But, you know, you just put my body of work up against Randy's, and then I'll let the fans make that decision. I never have to pat my back on I never had to pat myself on the back and say, hey, look, I'm the greatest receiver to ever play the game. I'm the greatest football player. I just went out there. I played a game that I love, and I'm so happy I was able to entertain so many people and bring so much excitement, you know, to their lives on that given day.
Absolutely. 1,549 receptions, 22,895 receiving yards, 208 touchdowns. I think those numbers certainly speak for themselves.
I needed more. I needed more. If I was playing today, and the advantage goes to the receiver today, you know, because you, after 5 yards, you got to let the receiver go downfield. And if your hands are on the receiver, there's going to be a flag thrown or something like that. So the advantage goes to the receiver a little bit. But I had a great time, and I had a great cast of teammates that really helped me put up stats like that. And, you know, football is not an individual sport. It's a team sport. And I was able to go out there and win some Super Bowls. And it was a fantastic ride.
No question about it. And think about it, Jerry. Guys kind of going through the draft now, and we look at Teo, and the fact a lot was made with the 4.8 that he had with the 40-yard dash. And, I mean, you didn't have the greatest 40 time, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, how much stock do we need to put into things like this? I mean, guys like yourself are just football players and proved what they could do on the field.
And that's the bottom line. And I don't know why they focus so hard on the 40. And I want to see a player, and especially a wide receiver. This is what I'm looking for at a combine. I want to see the guy. I want to see his lateral movement. I want to see him be able to drop his hips, come out of his cut without taking too many steps. And I want to see explosion off the line of scrimmage. And I want to see separation. And And if you're able to see that, you know that this guy can really, he can run by you, or he can get the separation that he needs so the quarterback can see the lane and deliver the football. But for some reason, the focus, the 40-yard dash, and I remember when I first came out, they said, well, you know, he doesn't have blazing speed. But, hey, no one never caught me because I had football speed.
Right.
Now, if you line these guys up and you put the entire uniform on them, I want to see the helmet, the shoulder pads, everything, and I want to see what they run in the 40-yard, you know, the 40-yard dash. And football is about stop and go. And I just feel like it's not fair to judge a player just by his 40 time. You know, it's about being a football player, being able to contribute to that team, and you know, when I look back over my career, you know, I just felt like I was fast enough to run by you, or I could you know, run good routes where I could get separation where the quarterback could deliver the football.
That is the voice of the one and only Jerry Rice as he joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Jerry, and then we're going back to 2010 in terms of being named the greatest player ever in the NFL by NFL Networks. What does that mean to you?
That means that I had some great players around me, and I was able to go out there and excel and just show my ability on the football field. You know, you look at Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott, Roger Craig, John Taylor, and the list goes on and on. And I think we worked together as a cohesive group, and that's the reason why we were able to win so many Super Bowls, and that's the reason why I was able to put up outstanding numbers. You know, the best owner, Eddie DeBarlo, the genius when it comes to Bill Walsh, being able to inspire you to go out there and play your best football. And we always wanted to just go out and win football games. And if we didn't win during the playoffs, if we didn't get to the Super Bowl, it was like a cloud. It was a dark cloud here in San Francisco. And the whole world just completely shut down for a little bit because, you know, we knew the expectations here in San Francisco, and the players, you know, they looked at it, they stared it in the eye, and they welcomed it 100%, and I think that's why we had so much success on the field.
Man, and think about it, Jeremy, all the names you mentioned, Roger Craig, Ronnie Lott, Joe Montana, Steve Young, you look at John Taylor, who, played his ball Alabama A&M or Delaware State, one of the two. I mean, you're talking about some, like yourself, a guy that went to Mississippi Valley State. I mean, you're talking about some great players. Joe Montana, greatest quarterback of all time?
I would say he's ranked right up there. I've never seen a guy with so much composure and a guy that knew the primary, secondary, third receiver, that would not hold on to the football. He would always drop back, and the ball was already in the air before I came out of my cut. And then to have Steve Young to come along after Joe and to develop with him. And Steve and I, we ended up scoring more touchdowns than I had with Joe Montana, you know, just because of chemistry and the work ethic. And this is what this is all about. We came to work every day. And if you came to a 49er practice, you would have been amazed because you look and you say to myself, why are these guys going so hard? We were preparing ourselves to make that long run. And the ultimate thing is to get to the Super Bowl and win it. You know, we came up a little short this year, but the team had a great season. But back in the day, we were all about finishing. That was the most important thing. And once we started the off season, then we started mini camps, then you go into training camps, and after that you go into the season. We were so focused on getting to the Super Bowl and winning that.
Let me take you back to your days at Mississippi Valley State and all the records that you set. As a matter of fact, as a senior, you came in ninth in terms of the Heisman voting. What do you remember? And, you know, with the numbers, man, I mean, that, you know, you should have been higher than that, but What do you remember most about those days at Mississippi Valley State?
Oh, man. Archie, the Gunslinger, Cooley, Willie, the Satellite, Todd. The tons of fun. We had that big offensive line. We had a running back that was probably built like a Calvin Johnson, you know, a guy that would just – he really could carry the rock. But, you know, what I remember is that the hard work, the dedication, and Archie the Gunslinger Cooley, what he brought to the SWAC, it was a no huddle. And after we had so much success with that, you notice that some of the teams in the NFL started using the no huddle. And you had to be in shape for that. And the way we conditioned ourselves, we would pretty much wear the opponent down. In the fourth quarter, it was like they were exhausted and we were bouncing around just ready to go. So we worked really hard, and then we gained a lot of exposure from running that no-huddle offense. And then people started coming in. Scouts started coming in. They were curious, what is going on at Mississippi State University? Why are these guys putting up unbelievable numbers? And, you know, that brought awareness to the school. And after that, I got drafted to the San Francisco 49ers. And everything just, you know, just fell in place.
It really did. And I got to ask you about this, because today, Jerry, we're seeing a lot of obviously black quarterbacks in the league. And, you know, back during the 80s, not as many. What do you think because Willie Totten, I mean, put up some big numbers along with you, yet didn't get his shot in the league. What are your thoughts on that? Was that the climate at the time, the reason that Willie Totten didn't get his shot?
Well, you know, with timing is everything. And at that time, they wanted to either convert you over to a defensive player or a wide receiver. And Totten was very talented. Totten could drop back and he could assess the field. And he had a rocket arm. He did everything that he could possibly do. But now you're starting to see like RG3, you know, Doug Williams really, really put us on the map, because he was the first black quarterback to ever win the Super Bowl. You know, Randall Cunningham, from so many other black quarterbacks, you know, these guys paved the way. And I think that's why you're seeing so many guys out there now that they don't look at as, okay, you know, this guy might play quarterback in college. Then all of a sudden they want to convert this guy to playing receiver or running back, defensive back. You know, I feel like we are very intelligent and we can go out there and we can command the huddle and we can make good decisions to put the team in position to win football games.
Wrapping it up with the one and only, the legendary Jerry Rice, as he joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Jerry, we appreciate the time. Lastly, and once you retired, I mean, it was a foregone conclusion that you were going to be elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And that happened, of course, in 2010. But when it actually happened, when that day came, what were your feelings that day?
Oh, my God. I was, you know, you say you're going to control your emotions and you're going to do all that. You just don't know what you know, what's going to happen. And everybody kept saying, well, you're a shoo-in. You're shooting. You're going in no matter what. But I looked at that just like the draft. I didn't know what was going to happen in the draft. I didn't know what was going to happen at the Hall of Fame. And once they called my name, I said, wow, this is unbelievable. Now I get a chance to go into another elite group of guys. You know, because when you go into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it means all your peers, everybody, you know, they feel like you're worthy, that you have done something for the game of football. And you deserve to be, you know, in there with those guys. So when they called my name, the emotions came out. I thought about V.L. Moore High School, the small school that I went to. I thought about the small college I went to, Mississippi Valley State University, being able to represent them, go into the NFL, excel, to show that, hey, you can come from a small black college and have success on the football field. So all of those things just factor in. And, you know, also playing with the San Francisco 49ers, winning Super Bowls and just watching people just go crazy. It was just amazing that I was able to really just touch so many lives and have, you know, little kids look up to me. So all of those things factored into going into the Hall of Fame, and it's a very unique club.
Wow, a great way to look at it. Looks like you're having fun on TV on ESPN.
Yeah, I'm having a fantastic time. This really keeps me connected to the players. And being an analyst, you know, you have to have an opinion. You can never say, I don't know. That's one thing. So, but, you know, I study, and I think I played the game at a very high level. And it's important that you just be yourself. And I'm having a great time. And like I stated, the Niners came up a little short this year, and I was there to witness that in New Orleans. So hopefully they can bounce back the next year and kick that door in.
One of the greatest to ever do it, certainly the greatest receiver to ever do it, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, 13 Pro Bowl selections in 20 seasons as an NFL player, 3 Super Bowls with, of course, the San Francisco 49ers. The one and only, the legend, Jerry Rice, joins us here on From the Press Box to Press Row. Jerry, I really appreciate the time. It's been a long time coming. Let's do it again real soon.
Yeah, man, let's do it again. And I like to say to my fans, you know, thank you so much for supporting me over the years and giving me what I needed to go out there and excel on the football field. And I hear fans say all the time, when I see you running down the football field, I'm running with you. And I think that was the motivation I needed to have success and really play my best football. So, you know, I'd like to thank the fans.